Now, will you listen to him? Verse 5. He says, yea, also, because he transgressed by wine, he's a proud man. Now, he's talking about the Babylonians. And they, at this moment, are not the great nation that they became later on at the time of Daniel. Now, his first charge is they transgress by wine. And the Babylonian, he's a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as Sheol, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto himself all nations, and heapeth unto himself all peoples. Now, Babylon became the first great world power. That was what they were after, and that's what they became. That's been the philosophy of great men and nations of the world. They worked on that basis, that they could rule the world. And I'm afraid that after World War II, we got that insane notion also. And we stuck our nose into several countries where we should have kept our nose at home, where it belonged. But nevertheless, this has been the fallacy of the nations of the world. And this was the fallacy of Babylon. They had a philosophy that they intended to rule the world. They felt they were capable of doing it. They were lifted up by pride. And they were guilty of this sin of drunkenness. Now, I've had this up several times before. It was in Amos and Joel, and it was in Nahum, and now here again it's in Habakkuk, that this is what brings nations down. Nahum makes it clear that it was drunkenness that brought Assyria down. It was drunkenness that caused God to send the northern kingdom into captivity. Now Habakkuk says it's drunkenness that will cause God to destroy, absolutely destroy, the great Babylonian kingdom. In other words, drunkenness works out its own destruction when they become a nation of drunkards. Now, that is the thing that characterized Babylon. And if you would read the 5th chapter of Daniel, we were there not too long ago, you remember Belshazzar made a feast. And that was the night that Babylon fell. Why? They were drunk. It was a night of revelry and drunkenness. They felt perfectly safe. That is the thing that brought Rome down. I took a group of people into a place many of them said they'd never even heard of before, Ostia. That's down about 15 miles from Rome. It's on the seacoast, down by the Tiber River. That was the playground of the Romans. And the ruins there reveal that the Romans gave themselves over there to revelry, and drunkenness was the important thing that brought them down. It was the main thing. And this is the thing that'll destroy any people. It'll destroy our nation today. I have been in hotels and motels and inns across this country, and most of them depend for their existence on conventions. And a convention, as I have observed them, is a time of great revelry and drinking. I've been in Dallas when there were two conventions going on at one time where we stayed. And on the way to the service in the evening, we passed two big rooms filled with a cocktail party. Now, these are two reputable companies in this country today. But that's the way they carry on their business. Now, how long will this nation last like that today with 10 million alcoholics, 50% of our accidents caused by drunkenness? How long can a nation exist like that? Now, God says that is your problem. Your drunkenness, it's led to pride and made you like Sheol. You want to gobble up everything. You remember back in the book of Proverbs, in verse 15 of chapter 30, the horse leash hath two daughters crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Yea, four things say not, it's enough. The grave, and that's Sheol, by the way, and the barren womb, and the earth that's filled with water. So that here, he uses that same expression that as Habakkuk does, who enlargeth his desire as Sheol. Never satisfied. Keep expanding their borders. Keep moving out. And never, never satisfied. Today, we're living in a country where each year, business must be a little bit better than the year before. And churches are caught up in that today. I'm not sure but what those of us in radio are caught up in it. We want this year to be better than the year before. What kind of a thing is this that's going on today? The church must take in more members this year than it did last year. The budget must be bigger than last year. And if it's not, believe me, we're failing. That is, we think we're failing like Sheol, like the grave that never has enough. And today, that is the thing that drives many of us on. And this is the thing that brought Babylon down. God says, I'll judge them for these things.